Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's got a tweet in from Tim. Said, I moved to NTX, I'm assuming that's North Texas, where I grew up, 5 years ago for work. I miss SD every day. I battled depression over the move since it happened, even now. I've surrounded myself with comforts, including the morning show, thank you, Tim, and Padres baseball to cope. Yeah, I mean, Tim, a human being, Blake Snell, a human being. It's hard, man, to rip a guy when he admits that he's struggling, right? Isn't that like the antithesis of what we should be as fans? Treating them like... hey, go out and perform for me feels a little bit like Gladiator. Like, we sit in our perches, perform. You know, thumbs up, thumbs down. That's what it feels like.
So you're saying we should all take a lesson from SD loyal fans.
100,000%.
And be a little more, less judgmental on and more accepting of our players for all their positives and negatives and just everything that makes them themselves.
Congrats to the loyal, by the
way. It's working, by the way.
They won.
They won again.
I'll tell you, I watched the last 5-10 minutes of the loyal game. It was on the other night, and I'm like, USOMBs are gonna, you're gonna get me. You're gonna get me after Ted Lasso and how nice the loyal folks have been. I'm like, I'm gonna have to go back on everything I've ever said, Ben.
That reminds me.
It's gonna be like me in golf again. Here I am. I'm gonna be wearing a kit and a scarf. Like, let's go.
The golf hater becomes a passionate golfer. The soccer hater gonna become a SD loyal.
I was never
booster.
Really a hater. It would just, to me, sometimes when I would watch matches, I would get bored. I think Ted Lasso plus the loyal equals. Oh no.
That reminds me.
Eating crow.
We talked about it yesterday, Ted Lasso style. Did Bill McGillis at USD contact you about
the one time we've mentioned Bill McGillis' name on the show that he hasn't texted one of us directly?
This time. This, I see.
He wants no part of me at USD.
I still think it would make a very intriguing story, Stephen Woods, head baseball coach of the Toreros.
I would love it. I'd love to go out and I'd love to just go out and like shag with those guys. That'd be a blast.
See, now you would start to wear on you, like the road trip to like to St. Mary's and going up to Gonzaga. I think that would start to wear on you after a while.
I have two kids under the age of 3.
No, you're okay.
So I would be absolutely fine.
Trips to Spokane sounds nice right now.
Send me anywhere at all, and I think I'd be all right, Benny.
Annie Heilbring going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Talk more Padres baseball coming up. Right now, though, let's get to it. Some more headlines, a little hoops maybe, in today's edition of the Rindle Report.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We talked about it yesterday. Raiders defensive end Carl Nassib, his coming out and making it publicly known that he was gay. And... it looks like a lot of people across the country kind of felt the same way we did, because Fanatics announced yesterday that Carl Nassib has the number one selling jersey
NFL. It's awesome. Good
How
for
cool
him.
Is that?
That's
man.
Really, really cool. Really,
Made,
really cool.
President Biden tweeted at him as well. You know, he must have known what was coming. Going to be in the spotlight. He said he doesn't want that. He wants to be able to focus on football. But we're a long way from the start of football season, so... hey, if he can do some good and get a positive message out, great. That is perfect timing. And hopefully by training camp, it's not it's not a huge story anymore. You just go back to being Carl Nassib, you know, pass rusher football player. And that would be ideal, I think, in this situation.
Yeah, Nassib also donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project, which is an organization that provides crisis and suicide prevention services to the LGBTQ plus community. And then the NFL yesterday announced that they would match that. So good things all around there with that story.
Yes, sir.
In the NBA last night, absolutely insane finish between the Clippers and the Suns. Phoenix wins 104-103, but it was how they won that you just don't really ever see. Phoenix was down 1 point with less than a second left. 0.9 seconds on the clock.
Oh, my God.
And Jay Crowder was underneath the basket for the inbounds.
Like in the corner underneath. Bad spot to be inbounding usually if you need a quick basket.
Right. And they just, like, it's something that you think about doing and you just never really see it executed. Crowder just lobs it towards the hoop and DeAndre Ayton just gets up over the defender, grabs it, boom, tips it in, dunk, game over.
Game over.
He's like that. He's that kid is like Superman, Ayton. I mean, the way he gets up there and can fly,
now,
ridiculous.
Now, obviously, I was watching the Padres-Dodger game. I did not watch that basketball game for one single second. But my Twitter was a little bit mixed. You know, follow a lot of national guys, and
there
and
was one moment where NBA Twitter just went ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. I literally saw the takes that the referees in the last 5 minutes were like on the take. Our buddy Mark said, there have been games in the NBA that have been controlled by the mob that did not feel as shady as this one did at the end. You guys agree with that?
Well, here's what's happened. And I wasn't watching it live because I was watching the Padres-Dodgers game, but I did go back through all of it. And yeah, I don't know why it took 20 minutes to play 1 second, but it did. And that's a problem for the NBA. I know you want to get it right, but you can't. It can't take forever to get it right as well. This was one of those situations that was inevitable when you have replay, especially in basketball, where the referees, I think more than any other sport, sometimes need to break the rules to enforce the rules. An example is, like a ball that goes out of bounds, you don't want to call a foul. Like a guy goes over the top and, you know, bumps a guy and the ball goes out of bounds, but it really went off the guy who got fouled, but you don't want to call a foul there. So you just give him the ball out of bounds. It's just the fair outcome. The referee's trying to make it, you know, an even game. Well, this is one of those situations where a ball got poked out of the guard's hands. I think it was a Devin Booker's hands. It got poked out of his hands and went out of bounds.
My man, Devin Booker.
Well, you know, 99 times out of 100, the defender's the guy who knocked it out of bounds. He slapped it and it went out of bounds. Technically, though, if you look at it, when a guy slaps it, it ends up kind of rolling off the guard's hands to begin with, is the last one to touch it. That's not the spirit of the rule,
right?
But when you go back and look at it frame by frame, it probably touched Booker's finger last, and that's what they ruled, that's not the way it should go.
It's the guy that slides into second base, comes off for a split second. Oh, he was out, I guess, technically by the letter of the law.
But it never used to get called. But now that there's replay, it changes the game entirely. Now, with baseball, there's replay at least all 9 innings. In basketball, it only gets brought in usually in these last couple of minutes when the game is on the line, which to me makes it even worse.
Yeah.
You're officiating differently in the last 2 minutes than you are the rest of the game, which is not a great look for the NBA. Now,
so who got jobbed? I mean, do Clippers fans feel like they got jobbed? I heard that the Suns won the game
Suns fans thought they got jobbed because Paul George ended up at the free throw line, a chance to ice it, 85%er, and he missed them both. The ultimate, ball don't lie moment.
Oh.
It should not, you know, they should not have gotten those points, and he missed them both, giving the Suns that opportunity to win it there at the end of the game.
Amazing.
So, they already have a name for the alley-oop. They're calling it the Valley-oop.
The Valley-oop.
Because Valley of the Sun, kind of clever.
Yeah.
Suns up 2-0. Clippers have been down 0-2 in the first two series, came back to win, but they had Kawhi Leonard in those, and it doesn't look like he's going to be back anytime, at least during the Western Conference Finals, and Suns could get Chris Paul back for Game 3 as well.
Rough night.
We got a couple minutes before I get to my next story. You guys want to hear? I got the audio. I've got the Phoenix Suns radio call, and I've got the Clippers radio call from the game. Because really, it was chaotic. I mean, as soon as he tip dunked it, I mean, players rushed the court. Clippers players were shoving Suns players because they were upset and confused at what had just happened. Here's how it sounded on the Suns winning broadcast.
Waiting for Crowder
to get
the
basketball. That's a technical.
Crowder has the basketball.
Players are over the half court line.
Oh, Crowder waiting with it. Lobs it underneath.
Yes!
It's good. DeAndre Ayton scores the basket over the rim and in. DeAndre Ayton put it over the rim and in. The players are out on the floor. The final score has not been put up as yet.
That's not basket interference off of a...
It hasn't. The final score has not been up. It went to DeAndre Ayton. And we've got everybody out on the floor. And the Clippers are wanting to call basket interference.
That's a pass from out of bounds. That's not basket interference.
That's probably two legends right there that I don't know who they are. They're awful. That's awful.
Feels like someone
going to get ripped for it.
And I apologize. I'm going to probably offend someone in Phoenix. Feels like they let someone's talkative uncle do the color commentary.
It was Al McCoy is the play-by-play, and Tim Kempton is the play-by-play.
That's a technical foul. Analyst. That's not basket interference. There's players across midcourt.
When he said
let the play-by-play guy do his job, man.
When he said the rim and M, I'm like, what's a rim? He said the rim and in. I'm like, what is a rim and M?
Well, they have the peanut rim and M's.
Peanut butter.
Oh, those are good.
Those are
mint
good.
M&M's.
Yeah. Rim and
M. And we've got the Clippers radio call as well.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Crowder actually is going to be Crowder inbounding in the near side corner with Cousins shading that inbounding pass. Cousins has both hands above his head. Crowder looking inside. Lob it towards the rim for Aiden, who slams it in as the time runs out. The Clippers are trying to say that was basket interference, and I think
that's
they're going to go to review it.
It
looked awfully close at the top of the rim. Should it stand, Phoenix has come away with one of the most improbable wins you will ever see, and this would be a heartbreaker for the Clippers.
That's a good call.
Both teams.
Yeah, just to clarify, so if like a guy shoots a three-pointer and you reach up over the cylinder and grab it, it's goaltending, offensive goaltending. You can't do that. That's a violation. But because you're out of bounds, you can't. That's not a shot. That has to be a pass.
Yeah, yeah, that's a
you
pass.
Can't just throw it in the basket. There's no
basket. It's an alley-oop pass.
You can actually grab it over the basket on an inbounds pass from out of bounds. That's in the NBA rule book. So it doesn't matter where he caught it. That was irrelevant. The Suns win the game. It was one of the more dramatic finishes you're going to see. And the Clippers, as much as they've changed... New owner, star players. They even hired our friend Lee Jenkins. There's still a little of the DNA of the Clippers
still
in the Clippers.
Still got a little Clippers in them.
See if they can come back again from down 2-0 in the Western Conference Finals.
This story I've been waiting for.
Yeah. Here's your headline. Couple handcuffed together for 123 days immediately break up.
When they took the... Was this a radio bit? Like, we got to sleep in this roller coaster for a week, and you win a free
like
Mustang?
A marital counseling exercise. Hey, here's what you do. You handcuff yourself to each other, and then you learn more empathy by seeing what the other person is going through 24 hours a day. Right? 123 days, though? I mean, I could have learned that in, like, 4 hours.
This Ukrainian couple, they apparently just kind of had a rocky... relationship, and it wasn't going well, and this was kind of a last ditch effort to save their relationship. So on Valentine's Day, they decided to handcuff themselves together, and I don't mean just for
the day,
part of the day, or I mean the entire 24 hours a day together, using the bathroom in front of
going
one another,
in front of each other,
using pee-pee. Taking turns standing outside of the shower or whatever with your arm handcuffed.
Hey, I need a shower. I don't need to shower. No, but I need to shower. Are you gonna hold your arm out there and you're just waiting? Are you done? Are you done?
They made it 123 days and then just decided to take the handcuffs off and call it a day. They're done. The woman was quoted as saying, "Hooray." She said, "I'm finally free." And
you could have been free any time.
Yeah.
Just unlock the handcuffs.
I think that's a little extreme.
Shell and you, I know you guys are into handcuffs and stuff, but I mean for a long period of time.
Honestly,
how long?
I think the hardest part for me would to always be on the same side of the person. Like, he's always to my right. I would want to at least mix it up, like, you know, can you be on my left for a little while?
Now, you've never worn handcuffs that didn't have the little satin and fur on them.
Right.
The real ones hurt. So
do
I
they? Well, yes. How tight? I mean, they can't. Were they, like, too tight? 12 for 123 days?
That's a, dude, it's not it's not a comfortable scene.
I just think it would be very awkward.
I think sleeping would be terrible.
Right.
Right? You're handcuffed at night. You're
like, I'm on my side. I roll over all the time.
Back. Yeah. I switch. I flip the whole night.
Yeah.
It'd be terrible. You rip your arm out of socket. It would be the worst punishment. And my wife would say the exact same.
I mean, what about their jobs? Do they not have to go to work? Are they working side by side from home the whole time?
That's the worst.
I mean, if Shelly was right here because I was doing the show and handcuffed me, she had to be standing here for, you know, all 4 hours of the show.
She's sitting in a chair, playing on her phone the whole time.
The whole time.
Can we do that for a whole show? Do you think you could? Oh my God! Can we?
Both of us?
Yeah.
Our wives handcuffed to us for the entire show. Yeah, we can do that.
Can we?
Why not?
Yes. I'm in. Now Hannah will have to go. I gotta go pee every break. So she's gonna have to come in there with me. Oh, I'm so in on this.
I don't, but Shelly drinks a lot of water, so
she'll have to.
Do we use the men's room or the women's restroom at work? Do we have a unisex? We need a unisex restroom.
I think we'll all just have to wear it. This is great. This is a great bit idea. Bring the handcuff ourselves to the wives for the whole show. I'm in. Let's do it. When can we do it?
I mean, the person on the left always has to drive because their hands.
Well, the show. We don't have to
Have to do it on the way.
Right, right. Okay. But just the
once
show.
Once we get here. The show.
I want to do it. I really want to do it. Now, I don't think Hannah can get away in the mornings with the kids, but Shell can.
Yeah.
6 to 10. Or, sorry, 6
so
to 9.
So now it's just me.
Yeah, now it's just you.
Thanks a lot. I love when your better ideas turn to just me.
It's a great idea.
What's our?
One of our better.
Our Rindel Report. For a Wednesday. If you missed it earlier, Jesse Agler may be the I don't know, Tony Gwynn Jr.'s on to him.
He is.
We heard that clearly if you listened to the Incorporator earlier. But Jesse still makes it amazing every time we give him a word. Each week we'll play that back for you coming up. We also have Annie Heilbrun joining us from Bally Sports San Diego and the UT at the bottom of the hour. So much more Padres talk ahead. I want to play that Mike Rizzo sound, the GM of the Nationals, about last night's Max Scherzer beef with the Philadelphia Phillies and Joe Girardi. So hopefully we can get to all of that coming up. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Blake Snell handled his equipment checks, his sticky substances checks well. Didn't throw a fit like some other pitchers we saw. We talked earlier about Max Scherzer. Sergio Romo of the A's also just yanked his entire pants right down on the field in front of everyone.
To be fair, I think Scherzer was right.
I did too.
He was in the right by getting upset because he didn't freak out. The first time, he freaked out the second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth time.
Yeah,
it just kept happening.
They're going to have to figure it out. I mean, he said it last night.
Like, managers shouldn't be allowed to just pull that card whenever they feel.
I know.
These games are going to last 6 hours.
It's just, they already do. you know, they already do at this point, and I don't know. I don't know how you do it.
And people have suggested that if a manager asks to check the opposing pitcher and he comes up clean, that that manager should be ejected and or fined. Like, there's a risk involved in asking for that check of an opposing player.
Who is going to be the first one popped? Could it happen tonight?
Trevor Bauer, tonight.
At Petco Park. Now, he would have to be an idiot. Like Max Scherzer said, he'd have to be an idiot last night.
An idiot or someone who's really trying to make a point.
Correct.
Someone's going to do it just to do it and make
a
point.
And somebody might do it for their vlog. And if anybody would do it for their vlog, it would be Trevor Bauer. It will be interesting to watch. Now, again, you saw it last night with Kershaw giving up the bomb to Cronenworth and giving up the bomb to Kim. Everyone's like, oh, it's so different. Now, the thing I noticed, somebody pointed this out on Twitter. You ever see a hat that clean on Clayton Kershaw? Never. Never. Never, ever, ever. We saw Julio Urias had a different glove the night before. Clayton Kershaw finally had a hat that looked like he didn't take a dump in it. Finally, after 13 years in the big leagues, looked like a nice, fresh blue Dodgers hat without doo-doo all over it.
Maybe they just couldn't afford an extra new hat, and they finally found
years,
it in the budget.
They got it in the budget.
To get Clayton Kershaw
hat. They waived somebody, traded some DFA and saved a little cash.
Someone ran down to the team store finally and bought one for him.
They got a giant influx of cash from the Angels, who are paying Albert Pujols like $30 million to play for the Dodgers. So, yeah, fresh new hats for everyone.
So Mike Rizzo is the general manager of the Washington Nationals. Apparently he went off, Paulie, on the Max Scherzer, Joe Girardi subject here.
He had plenty to say. He went on the Nationals flagship 106.7 The Fan in D.C., and here's about 2 minutes of him and his thoughts on Joe Girardi.
Scherzer came back off the injured list and was dealing, but then you have to deal with, you know, not one, not two, but three trips to the mound. Do you think Girardi was playing games there?
Of course he was. What are we, idiots? Of course he was.
I agree.
It's embarrassing for Girardi. It's embarrassing for the Phillies. It's embarrassing for baseball. Yes, he's playing games.
Washington, D.C., Ben Higgins, wrecking ball right there. So, hey, take great solace. In
fact, for Girardi, it's embarrassing for Girardi. It's embarrassing for the Phillies. It's embarrassing for baseball. Yes, he's playing games. And, that's his right, you know. Gamesmanship had nothing to do with substances. He had no probable cause to ask for it. The ump shouldn't have allowed it, but it happened, and you got to deal with it. This is what we're going to have to deal with. You think you're going to intimidate a Max Scherzer and that type of thing? It's just not going to happen. You're just going to piss him off and make him concentrate that much harder. This is about breaking Max's rhythm and frustrating him and that type of thing. And it didn't work. Our bullpen pitched great. We got some timely hits and we beat the Phillies. So we move on. We play him today again. So that's good.
Well, our partner here, Eric Bickle, believed Joe Girardi after the game. Doesn't think it's gamesmanship.
No. I think that factored in. Don't speak for me. I think it factored in. But I do believe him when he said he just was flummoxed by him going to his head all the time. I think he tried to get him off his rhythm a little bit, but I think ultimately I agree with Mike, too, that backfires. I think you do that with other pitchers, but if you piss off Max Scherzer, that's going to go the other way on you. So I don't think that was necessarily his goal.
That was his goal. He's a con artist. He got you in the con.
Whoa.
So you believe it, and that's just that's the way it is. He's been doing that for years on TV, and
Wow. So hold on, you're not a Joe Girardi fan at all.
I love Joe Girardi. I've seen him play since he was in high school in Peoria, Illinois. Scouted him in Northwestern. I know him well.
I love him too. He's a con artist.
That's the problem.
I know him.
Oh my God.
Love that con artist.
He's like the best con artist I know. He's really, really great.
Isn't that great?
That's unbelievable.
Wasn't he one of our MLB insiders like a year ago?
We had him on. We had him on a couple once or twice, and I was so happy he didn't get the gig here. And I tweeted it last night. I will scream it from the mountaintops. I'm not a Joe Girardi fan, and even less of a Joe Girardi fan after last night.
Let's get to the Incorporator quickly before Annie Heilbrun joins us. So the word that we gave Jesse yesterday, sesquipedalian, meaning using long words or a word that has many syllables. And Tony Gwynn Jr. is now completely onto us.
Padres have used two hits to score three runs tonight. They have three hits, but all the runs coming on just two. As this changeup is at the knees for a strike, 1-1. You don't have to be any kind of sesquipedalian to do the scoring summary tonight. Brevity is certainly the word. Cronenworth, a homer in the first. Kim, a homer in the fifth.
What was that word again?
Which one? Brevity?
No, the one before that.
1-1. That is lined towards Manny in right field. On one big hop, he's got it. Long throw to first in time.
Saved.
That's why we call it the Manny shift.
Saved by the
out number
the ground
two
saved.
Here in the sixth.
God, so good. What was that word again?
Huh?
What was,
what was that word again?
Amazing. Amazing
excuse
drop.
Excuse me.
That is fantastic.
And then we had a bonus incorporator. Jesse's just getting bored, I guess, in the broadcast booth because he wanted to use last week's word again. We didn't ask him to do this, but the first one, sesquipedalian, came in the top of the sixth. This one came in the bottom of the sixth.
So here's Manny looking to extend his hitting streak to eight, as Cronenworth did. And he fouls the first pitch back, nothing and one. Yeah, the borborygmus in the belly got to Mookie Betts, I would imagine, here as this game wore on.
Good old-fashioned bubblies.
Should go back.
Tony knows that word now. Yeah. He's like, he's learned that word, too.
At some point, if we really want to challenge him, we'll go back and do every single word and make him do every word in a game.
Oh.
From the year.
Like the complete glossary of the incorporator.
The greatest hits, essentially.
See, now, if the Padres were 20 games out in September, I'm all for that. I don't know that we can make Jesse in a pennant race. Do every glossary word of the incorporator over again.
If anybody could do it, it would be
him.
It
would be Jesse.
That was great.
All right, fantastic. Annie Heilbrun, talk Padres baseball with us from the UT and Valley Sports. We will be joined by Annie next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, and two is hit in the air to deep left field. Pollock's going back, at the wall, looking up, gonna go! Ha-Sun Kim with a pinch hit home run. The finger, just fine. His first ever at bat against Clayton Kershaw, and the Padres have a 3-0 lead here in the fifth.
Awesome. Kim gives the Dodgers the finger. Well, you know, his healthy finger, apparently, and a pinch hit home run.
Every time they say it now, I think Ha-Sun King.
Ha-Sun King.
It's ruined it for me. But he is our Ha-Sun King.
He is, undoubtedly. As is he everybody's.
What a
in
moment.
That dugout.
What a moment.
I mean, he's like been the glue that has brought everyone together. Not that this team needed,
no,
you know, particular glue. They were already pretty sticky, not in the bad way, in the good way before this season. He just seems to have added to everybody's joy and enthusiasm. This season for the Padres.
There's no question about it.
But, you know, someone who sees it a lot closer than we do is Annie Heilbrun. She is standing by. We'll get to Annie right after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Ben Woods broadcasting live from the Home Loan Ranger studio at 97.3 The Fan. And joining us now on our premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline covering the Padres for the San Diego Union-Tribune. Also on Valley Sports San Diego, Annie Heilbrun with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Annie, good morning and our apologies for kind of having a bumpy last Friday. Just we got really busy with a lot of other things, and you were so kind not to take it out on us on social media or anything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I didn't go on like a cancel culture thing on social media, so that was good, you know. But no, good morning, guys. But I think I got bumped for Joe Musgrove.
You did.
I should be bumped for Joe Musgrove. So.
That was Ben's idea. Ben's idea.
I said we can probably postpone Annie. She'll be okay for Joe Musgrove.
Yeah.
If it was obviously, you know, there's other people if we had bumped you for, you could be rightfully offended. It's hard to get mad if you get bumped for Joe. If Woods bumped me for Joe Musgrove, Joe said, hey, I want to come in and host the show with you.
See you, pal.
But without Ben, I go, yeah, I can understand that.
You are going on vacation fairly soon.
You want Joe to come in and host with you?
Almost more than
Blake
anything.
Blake Snell one day, Joe Musgrove one day, just go through the rotation.
Almost more than anything, Annie. This team, and you covered them, they are a fascinating watch, not only on the field, but off the field, in the dugout. And, you know, I think a lot about the little minor incident, right? The Tommy Pham, Ha-Sung Kim, I'm going to do it. Ha-Sung King. Mm-hmm. Ha-Sung Kim. Ha-Sung Kim.
Ha-Sung King.
God, it screws me up so bad. Their incident that people so worried that it's going to fracture this team. My God, they look closer than ever right now.
Yeah, I definitely think that they are a close team, and that incident may have been a momentary blip where just, you know, things happen out on the field and emotions get high. But, we still aren't around them like usual, but what we see from sitting, you know, next to the dugout and from sitting and watching how they interact and everything like that, it seems like they are a very, very close team. And you can tell on the field, they get really happy for each other, which I think is like the most important thing. They just enjoy when one another does well, which is what you want to see in a team as they're kind of rolling and hopefully, you know, where they want to go into the playoffs is a team that is like rooting for each other.
Annie, I think all the teams that I've covered in San Diego have always wanted to show how much they appreciate the fans here. But at the same time, I've never met a team that hasn't been a little loath to admit, hey, we need that energy to get going. You know, they all want to think, hey, we can do it on our own. But the Padres have been very forthcoming in the last week or so saying, I think the fans returning and being here at Petco Park has been absolutely instrumental to this six-game winning streak. What have you kind of made of some of those comments you've heard over the last week?
I've thought it's been really fascinating, too, because they've actually said that that's the reason. Like, that's the reason that we've been able to turn things around is because of the fans. And you don't always hear that, you know, and you don't always believe it, I guess, you know. But with them, I think it is true. I think that they were just going through such a tough road trip. They got back here, and I think just having that energy and having that adrenaline in the stadium, and I've heard a few of them reference like feeling like they have the fans behind them, and it doesn't sound cliche. It sounds like they're really like, you know, appreciative of having this kind of loudness and the roar of the crowd and everything like that. And I think, you know, they've been on quite a few road trips now where they've had the full stadium in the opposite direction where they've been the opposing team. And so I think that they've kind of like seen what it can do for other teams. So even I think they might've gotten it in their mind, like we heard Jerks and Profar say on the last day of their trip in Colorado, well, you know, we're going to come back and we need you guys there. And, you know, I promise you, we're going to turn it around. And he was right. They did turn it around. But I think that it kind of got that in their head on Wednesday night when they were coming home from Colorado. And it has worked for them. Whatever, you know, I think sometimes you just need that. You need to kind of believe that that is what you need. And that's what they did. And the crowd's been great every single day that they've been back. So it's been a lot of fun to watch and to see them happy about it.
Well, and speaking of belief, you know, believing in your players and for those players to believe in themselves, Blake Snell last night, I thought that went a long way. I thought Jace leaving him in to get Pujols was a big move. I thought it was a big moment for this team this year. And I thought obviously it was a big moment for Blake. You know, some stuff came out yesterday, did an interview. And look, I mean, I saw him getting raked over the coals a little bit for, you know, missing Tampa, where he had built a life and had a home. And you know, I didn't really agree with that. And yeah, it's taken a little bit longer for him to get acclimated here than I'm sure definitely he would like, and certainly the fans as well. Annie, what was your kind of idea on some of the stuff that was going around yesterday about Blake Snell? And what's your opinion of him having covered him now for a few months?
Yeah, I think he's been really honest about it. And I would always prefer that a guy be honest, you know. I think he's been really honest about the fact that, like you said, he grew up there. That was where he matured as a player. He kind of grew into himself as a player. It's all he knew. And he admitted he's an emotional guy, you know? And so I think that for him, it is taking him a little bit longer. I think that he is having some challenges, but I personally respect the fact that he's honest about it more than anything. And I think that it's coming around. I mean, I think that it has been difficult for him. And then on top of it, you're not pitching well. And he's been very honest about that. The fact that he's not doing well, and he says it sucks. And I appreciate that. I would imagine it sucks, you know? So I think that for him, any wins, any kind of small victories, which last night wasn't even small, that was a good lineup against him. And, you know, he was able to get out of some jams, and he was able to get out of that last inning and against Pujols. And I do agree. I think that those are moments that can help him feel more comfortable in this atmosphere and feel like, okay, I'm confident in myself. I can do this. And he might just take a little longer than other guys, you know, may take. But the Padres believe that that payoff on the other end of it is worth it, you know. And so I think that that's the way that they're looking at it, is like, you know, we're going to give him this time because we think that once he kind of comes around on it, you know, that's going to be the pitch that we traded for.
Annie, what's your sense of the plan for the bullpen? Because we talked about it earlier, a couple of months ago, the Padres, it was an abundance of riches. They could decide which of these proven closers can we go to in the sixth inning, then the seventh, then the eighth, then the ninth. And now last night, Nabil Chrismat's in his third inning, and you've got Nick Ramirez warming up and Mason Thompson, who had never even pitched in the big leagues, and that's all that Jace Tingler really had in that situation, yet they remain one of the more effective bullpens in baseball. How are they going to kind of manage to get through going forward?
You both are on those great questions today. I mean, who knows? I think that I look at them and this bullpen truly probably doesn't get, I'm not saying you guys don't give it recognition, but just overall, it does not get the recognition it deserves. This bullpen, right now I haven't checked what it is with Tampa. It's either first or second in the most innings. It's either first or second in being the best bullpen in the majors, or it's at the top. And they have just saved this team over and over and over again. But the flip side of that is they've used a lot of arms. So I think what they're doing now, especially they brought up four different relievers in the last week to take a look at. And I think that's part of it. They're taking a look at these guys. They're seeing what their depth is. We saw it with Mason Thompson last night. They're seeing who Steph plays at the big leagues. And then I think that they're figuring out, what can we do? You know, like what choices do we have? How can we manage this bullpen? Do we need to try to get another arm? And who do we have in the system that can help us at this point? Because I think that that is a big concern, even if they're not necessarily admitting it. I do think that it's on their mind because how can it not be? But these guys have been really, really good for the Padres. And you know, hand it to them. I mean, they've been good about, hey, we want the ball. We like it better when we pitch a lot of innings. We like when we go back-to-back days. But at some point, you got to figure that that's just – and we've seen it catch up a little bit over the last week, but it's going to catch up more, you know. So I do think that they've got to do something, and I think that that's kind of what they're doing with taking a look at a lot of these guys right now as well.
Annie,
like Mason Thompson last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, my knees were knocking together for him. You know, in that moment,
yeah.
And you saw him yank a couple of fastballs. I mean, which is absolutely to be expected. I'm sure he was in full blackout mode.
What he had the borborygmus going in the tummy.
He did. You know? The bubble guts for sure. What is it with the Padres and throwing, you know, these kids into the fire? I love it because the two times we've seen it in big moments, they've come through, and Ryan Weathers last year, and certainly Mason Thompson last night. I am interested in that kid. He looks like a really nice piece.
Now,
he
and Paddock are friends. I heard Jace talking about that they were like hanging out together in the off season in Texas.
Yeah, so they when you know, Jason and I think some of it could also be AJ, I'm not sure, but definitely Jace. They go and they take these little trips and they go visit a lot of players. And when they went to visit Paddock in Texas, he was throwing. He was working out and with a few other guys, and one of them was Mason Thompson. So they all work out at the same facility, and they were all doing their training, their off-season training together. So we haven't had a chance. I haven't had a chance to talk to Paddock about it, but yeah, I think that they are at least knowing each other that way. And for Mason Thompson, I think it's like, in a way, it's like, you know, it's probably horrific, but in a way, it's probably great too to get in and know that your stuff played at the big league level and just kind of get that high leverage situation out of the way and know you can get out of it. Or even if you didn't get out of it, I think it would have been, well, maybe a little bit of a harder night, but I think it would have been a good, you know, trial by fire kind of thing where you're just, you know, you just kind of can't think about it too much, you know? So yeah, I do think that they're seeing like what these guys have. And for him, it was a huge moment. His family was there, you know, that was big too, to be able to do that in front of his family.
It was awesome.
Annie, worth the wait. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
We'll see you down there.
Annie Halbrun on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet, find new roads. Couple other baseball notes here at the end of the show. Wander Franco? Franco? Have we decided? Which
I think
way
it's Franco, actually. They put out a pronunciation
homering in his Major League debut
awesome.
For the Tampa Bay Rays.
His dad was watching, and it kills me. Every time the family, you know, anytime they pan to the family, it gets me, right? I'm a dad, and to imagine that scene, and his dad, they have a camera on him, but he's holding up his camera. He's filming this AB, and he walked in his first step. He was down 0-2. And worked a walk, which was pretty impressive.
Pretty good first big league at bat to do that. No one's expecting that.
Bro, get up there and hack three times and go back to the bench and get it over with. I mean, that's literally what you would do. I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, I would just be like, just get me out of here. Please. I'm not battling down 0-2. I'm not.
I'm hoping that I get a pitch and just make contact and ground out.
A ground out would be ideal in your major league at bat. And then he comes up later and they're down 3. 2 guys on. And he hits a bomb, and his dad, watching it, got me. I mean, his dad is slapping his own chest, looking up at the sky. It was beautiful. Beautiful. I love it so much.
Joey Lucchese, unfortunately, is going to get the Tommy John surgery. We talked earlier in the week about his torn UCL with the Mets. I assume now, you know, probably the Mets are going to ask for a refund.
Yeah.
That was actually the Joe Musgrove trade. Remember, that was the 3-way deal with the Pirates that brought Joe Musgrove to San Diego. But, I mean, you know, this happens to almost every pitcher at some point in their career. And I want to shout out to our buddy John Boy. Put out the video of Joey Votto's incident from Petco Park over the weekend, the argument with the umpires, and really did a nice job with the lip reading and kind of the context of Joey's getting upset with the umpires. And it really looked like Joey lost his mind kind of in that situation, because we all thought, hey, you swung, you're out, why are you going so crazy? But when John Boy kind of puts it all together and shows how the home plate umpire, you know, kind of stepped in where he didn't need to step in. And,
as usual.
And, you know, that's really what got Joey so upset and escalated the incident. A lot of people watched that, even Padres fans, and said, oh, I'm glad I saw this, and I'm glad John Boy put this together, because it kind of casts the whole incident and Joey in a kind of a different light when you see it that way.
Now, John Boy called Padre fans bug eaters. Have we forgiven him for that? We moved on? We're just going to look at his content as just informational from now on, right?
Fair enough.
Is that fair?
The information was good.
I mean, you're a Padre fan. He called you a bug eater. You're not a bug eater.
I mean, have I tried
Of course you have.
The insects,
You have, haven't you?
I have tried it before. I mean, you know, it's just salty, whatever.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, seasoning on
it. Don't they serve that in Seattle?
Seattle at the Mariners games, right?
They started doing that after I left, I think. But yeah, they do grasshoppers.
I don't get it. There's so many things you can eat at I mean, I guess if you eat a hot dog, it's not exactly.
Yeah, you want to know what's in a hot dog?
Yeah, I mean, it's to say it could be crickets in there too. You have no idea, but I don't know. Hot dogs taste pretty good. Bugs, I would imagine, don't. But
I would imagine they do. They're selling them at baseball
games. People like them.
Yeah, escargot. You wouldn't think, but you put the right stuff on it.
Janine's mad at you. She says, "Our boy John Boy, what?
They've had a good relationship with him.
We have. It's been.
Tenuous. I didn't realize we had canceled him already.
It's been tenuous. He called us bug eaters.
He didn't say all of them.
He's a fan of a different team. This is what you do.
No, it wasn't even about that.
I know, but
what was it about? I can't remember. There's been so much drama on Twitter. So much.
I've lost track.
Ben loses track. Janine, you got to forgive Ben. He doesn't keep up.
Was it the Tommy Pham thing?
No, I can't remember what it was. Something.
Can't be that important. Padre fans, can't remember, right?
Padre fans got mad at him, attacked, went after him, and then he got mad at us, and then tagged me in it.
Right.
Whole day was ruined as he tagged me in it. But, you know, say lovey. He does do good content. There's good content there.
This hour of Ben Woods brought to you by Albertsons and Vons. It's stone fruit season. Time to get your fill of the best that summer has to offer, like large California-grown peaches, plums, and nectarines, juicy and sweet, and just 97 cents a pound at Vons and Albertsons with Club Card where applicable.
You've gotten us canceled now. God, man.
Bummer.
I know.
good 3-year run. I mean, you know, we did well.
Well, we just signed a new 3-year deal.
Oh, no, that's, well, that's 97.3 is the problem now.
97.3 is the problem. It is. It is. It is. We are definitely their problem.
Now that we're canceled, they got to ride out the rest of this deal, unfortunately, with no one listening to us.
Thank you guys for listening.
We'll be out at the ballpark.
It's been fun.
All of us, the show going out today to do an interview. Do we want to say who we're going talking to, or we'll just kind of figure out after the fact we can let everybody
know?
Long
tease.
I will just do the long tease on that one.
Also, how about this? Very good chance he's an all-star.
All right, yes.
Agreed.
Should have an all-star interview tomorrow here on Ben and Woods.
He called Manny's slide dirty. That's what it was.
Though at 8 o'clock, we're going to be joined by, can I say our boy? I don't know. The pitching ninja, Rob Friedman.
He is our boy still.
Haven't canceled.
Until he's not.
Not yet. All right, time for our Grand Slam giveaway code word. This hour's code word is cake. Text CAKE to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. Message and data rates apply. Don't drive and text. Tune in to 55 past the hour between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. for code words in the Grand Slam giveaway. Powered by BetQL. Let BetQL's proven data and analytics help you become a better bettor. Download the BetQL app today.
It was Manny's dirty slide.
I just said that.
It's Manny's dirty slide.
Does anyone listen to our show in this room?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.